See, the world has ruined the true meaning of Christmas. And you know what they've done? They've made Christmas a sad day, a selfish day, a lonely day, a joyless day, and a greedy day.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to this special holiday broadcast of Love Never Fails. Today, Pastor Bill concludes the message, How to Ruin Christmas. Now, here's Pastor Bill.
We lose so much by not remembering what we used to be. Listen to me. You, me, all of us, we were dead. Yes. Dead in trespasses yes. and in sins. Yes. The wrath of God abided on every one of us. Yes. Amen? Oh, listen, not only that, listen to this. We were something else. We were enemies of God.
Yes.
Think about that. Enemies of God. Oh, we lived in darkness and we didn't even know it. We were destined to hell and did not even believe it. And look at you now. Now you're children of God. Now you're co-heirs with Christ. Now your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now heaven is going to be your home. Amen. Now, I don't know how you feel about that, but if you can't on Christmas, at least with all the lights going, I don't care. You can say, Jesus, I put up that tree, but I put it up because I'm celebrating you. I'm not celebrating anything this world has. I'm celebrating you. And I thank God because all I have, you have given unto me. Everything you have given unto me. Man, listen, I'll tell you, I look and I say, oh, God, you're so good. He looks, that angel looks at Mary and says, oh, Mary, listen, verse 32. He says, he's going to be great. He will be great. Talking about Jesus, he'll be called the Son of the Highest. In other words, he's the Son of God. He is God in the flesh. He says, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David. See, what God says is going to happen always happens. He promised that in 2 Samuel, I believe it's chapter 7, remember? One day that'll be fulfilled. And he will reign over the house of Jacob. That's Israel. Forever. And his kingdom, there will be no end. Anytime anyone says that God is through with Israel and that the church has replaced Israel, that's called replacement theology. You take them to that scripture. It says that he will reign over Jacob for how long? Forever. God made an everlasting covenant with Abraham concerning the children of Israel. And God made the covenant. Abraham didn't. And it can never be broken. Never be broken, loved one. God never lies. And then look what happened. And then Mary said to the angel, here it comes. Well, how can this be? Since I am a virgin. That's what this really translated should read. I'm a virgin. I don't know a man. And you know what? Man's not going to have anything to do with this pregnancy. Amen? No, Mary's question. Now listen, there's not any unbelief there. Mary believed the promises that this angel was making. But so what was she saying? She was saying, okay, I just need you to clear this up. If I'm going to have a child and I'm only 15 years old, maybe 14, maybe 15, how in the world am I going to have a baby without a man? Does that make sense? It just doesn't happen. Hello? And so she's asking how that's going to happen. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit, he's going to come upon you. And the power of the highest will overshadow you or cover you. It's like the cloud, the Shekinah glory, the cloud coming over and moving. And he says, and who is therefore also that Holy One, speaking of his sinless nature, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of Joseph. No, the Son of God. Or you guys are not reading your Bible. The Son of God. Listen, Mary gave birth to the Holy One, meaning this, Mary, listen, your son, whom you're going to call Jesus, meaning Savior, will know no sin. Can you imagine conceiving a child, delivering a child that will never sin? in word, in deed, in action. Are you listening to me? Never sin, because he has not the sin nature of man. He is God in the flesh, and he is a sinless son of the living God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he, meaning God, made him, meaning Jesus, who knew no sin, sin for you and me, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. 1 Peter 2:22 says, he committed no sin, no sin. 1 John 5, what is it, 3, and we know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. God with us. Verse 36, and now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and now in the sixth month of her who was called barren, for with God nothing will be impossible. God can do anything he wants, amen? And then Mary said, oh, behold, the maidservant of the Lord. The maidservant, the lowest form of servant, okay? Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, and watch what she does. Let it be to me according to thy word. And what happened next? The angel, he went back home. His job was done. I don't know how you feel about that, but that's what I call great faith. Do you understand? She just said, listen, let it be, just whatever, every prophecy, everything that you said, every word that you just gave to me, let it happen. I believe it. I want it. I believe God's word that you just spoke to me, and that is the exact opposite of Zacharias. Now listen, I'm going to tell you something. We're moving into 2023, 24, if God tarries. We have to be ready. Yes. We have to start preparing. Yes. More than we ever, ever had, loved one. And we must be like Mary. We must say, Lord, whatever your word says about me, let it be to me according to thy word. Amen. Whatever you say that's going to happen on this earth, let it be to me. Let me understand it. I believe it. I believe it. I hold it in my heart. Amen. Oh, listen, we've got to be just like that. And I believe the moment that Mary believed, that's when she was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. She believed what God's word said about her. Do you believe what God's word says about you? I think we only believe the good parts. Remember what Paul said in Galatians 2:20? He writes and he says this, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who liveth, but Christ who lives. Does he live in you? Yes. We believe that. Philippians 1:6, he, meaning God, who began a good work, will finish it, will complete it to the very day of Christ Jesus. Do you believe that? Oh, yeah, we hold on to that. Psalm 138:8, he will perfect those things, God will, concerning you. Oh, man, I embrace it. Lord, I need a lot of help. Yeah, we love Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. No judgment. We're not going to be at the great white throne judgment being judged. Thank God. You know, the Bible says, thanks be unto God who always leads us in victory or in triumph in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I believe that. Yes, Lord. I'm being led in victory right now. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I believe that right this very minute. I believe that we are all citizens of heaven. Amen. Let that word be mine. But what about those other words? How about Luke 9:23? If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. Let him disown himself. It's no longer about you. It's only about him. How about that verse? Let him take up his cross daily and let him follow me wherever I lead him. It may be Africa. It may be India. It may be here. It may be there. Will you follow me? Do you see what I'm getting at? I like that verse, but, oh no, let it be to me according to thy word. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:20, we are the ambassadors of Christ. Let that be unto me according to thy word. Mark 1:17, Jesus said what? He said, follow me, travel with me, come along with the adventure with me, and I will make you fishers of men. Luke 6:38, Jesus said, give. and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over in your bosom. For with the measure that you meet or measure out will be measured back to you. Do you believe that?
Yes.
No, do you really believe that? You see, if you got to take the good, what you think, this is really good. Heaven is my home. Praise the Lord. But, okay, heaven is your home, but you got a job to do here.
Yes.
See, we, the church, we're entering into a time like never before.
Yes.
And we have to say, let it be to me according to thy word. And if you really want to ruin Christmas this year, you ready for this one? Make it about what's under your tree instead of the one who was laid in the manger. Go over to Luke chapter 2, verse 6, quickly. It says, and so it was while they were there, meaning in Bethlehem, the days were completed for Mary to be, for her to be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, meaning God in the flesh, wrapped him in swaddling cloths. You know what a swaddling cloth is? It's just a little piece. It's a cloth. It wasn't that brand new, you know, baby suit that you buy at, you know, Neiman's. No. And look what they did. They laid Jesus. They laid God in the flesh. They laid the Savior of the world in a manger, a feed trough. That's what it is, where animals eat. Why? Because there was no room for them in the inn. Christmas, there it is. From the throne room, from heaven to a feed trough. And look at them. You want to see the first Christmas? Look at little Mary, just a little teenager. Look at Joseph the carpenter. Look at them. They're alone. They had to leave to remember to go in to pay their taxes and register and all of that. They don't have any friends where they're at right now. They were poor. There was no room for them. You know what the world does? The world's Christmas steals that beautiful night from us. Because the world is a thief. Because the world has no room for Jesus. Listen, look at verse 8. Now they were in the country. There were these shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by the night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And then the angel said to them, now for the third time, he's going to say this, do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings, oh, good news, and I bring you great joy, which will be to how many people?
All.
Say it again. How many people? All people. Every people, every color, every nation, every person.
Amen.
Only the world believed that. I look and I say, oh, Lord, what is that good news? What is that great joy that is for every person that has ever been born in every generation? Look at verse 11. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a what?
Savior.
His name is Jesus, who is Christ the Lord. You know why we celebrate Christmas? Because we have the one and the only true living Savior. And I tell you, if you ever allow your hearts to take that scripture for granted, it will take the joy, the true joy out of Christmas away from you. Listen to me. I tell you, I celebrate Christmas. And you know why? Because I have been saved from me. Do you understand? From me. Because I was going the wrong way. I mean, I was lost. But now I'm found. I was dead, but I'm alive. Listen, I was defeated and didn't know it. I was delivered and rescued by our Savior.
Hallelujah.
From sin, from death, and from eternal hell. Listen, the world that we live in, which is going to now progress into deeper darkness than we have ever known. You say, oh, Bill, don't say that. It is true. And you know what the world will do? See, the world has ruined the true meaning of Christmas.
Yes.
And you know what they've done? They've made Christmas a sad day, a selfish day, a lonely day, a joyless day, and a greedy day. The Christmas of the world does not promote good news. Our great joy. The Christmas of the world is geared to make you feel guilty.
Yes.
If you don't go out there and spend every penny and give it to this and get this iPhone here, that there, dude, that's not what Christmas is about. I'm not saying it's wrong to do that. I'm not saying that at all. But listen, if that's what I've got under this guilt, that's wrong. Christmas is not about you. It's about what Jesus has done for you. Amen. And I say, oh, that's what I want, Lord. That's what I want. Listen, the world has a Savior. And to make Christmas about any other thing than Jesus, our Lord, is to ruin Christmas. And you know what? I guess Christmas really is already ruined, not to us, but for those who do not know the true meaning of Christmas. What is the true meaning of Christmas? You ready? It's love, not our love, God's love. 1 John 4:9. And this is how the love of God was manifested or made public or made visible toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son. And you know what he did? Who sent him, who stepped out of eternity into this world, that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins. God made his love visible in a manger. His name is Jesus. God sent his only Son into a ruined world where people had been ruined because they were in Adam, disfigured by the sin of Adam, not knowing who they truly are. Oh, listen, he sent them into a ruined world that did not want him, that rejected him, that despised him, that hated him, and finally murdered him. Why did God send his only begotten Son into this world? You know the answer. John 3:16. For God so, there you go. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the only kind of life that God gives. Isn't that great? Everlasting life. Listen, God so loved. The object of God's love is every ruined person and every saved person, amen, on this planet. No one is excluded. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And here it comes, this universal invitation that whoever you are, if you'll believe in Jesus, he'll save you. You will never perish. You will never, in the Greek, it's double negative. No, never, no, never. You'll never perish. You'll never go to hell. Do you understand? Oh my gosh. I look at it and I say, oh Lord, is that true? Yes. And then you know what happened? All of a sudden, heaven opened up. It says the rest of the story. Suddenly there was a chorus of angels. I mean, a host, an army of angels. And they were praising God. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men, meaning men of goodwill. There's no peace on this planet. Oh, listen to me. It says, on earth, peace. Where can peace be found? On Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, you open presents. What if you had 10 million perishable gifts under your tree? An iPhone, it's not going to hang around forever. It's not eternal. What if you had 10 million perishable dollars under your tree in your bank account? So, would that give you peace? No, you can't get peace from things. Did you know that? You can't get peace from anything because peace is a person. And his name is Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. Oh, loved one, listen. I lived a ruined life before I met Jesus. But I'm not ruined anymore. Amen. You're not ruined anymore. Amen. When you walk into heaven, I promise you, you're not going to go up there and Jesus says, or the Lord says to you, what prerogative, what right do you have to enter glory? I kept the commandments. Oh, you did not. But I had, oh, Lord, what ride do you have? He goes, well, I had an experience. Oh, doesn't work. You say, Bill, what right do you have to enter heaven? I'd say, when I was a young man on a beach, drunk in Florida, I received Christ as my Lord. Welcome. Welcome. Because that's the only name, the only person that you can be saved by under heaven. He is the only way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by Jesus. Amen. That's why we're not going to have a ruined Christmas. We know the truth. So with all that being said, as our heads are bowed and every Christian praying, and this is a divine moment. You have to make a decision if Jesus is not your Lord, if you've never asked him to come and be in your heart. He loves you. He was born to die for you and take your place and take your punishment and die your death that you might live through him. But you have to receive him. Listen, you're not doing Jesus a favor by receiving him. You're doing yourself a favor. So if you don't know Christ, meaning if you have never said Jesus, you never reached out to him and said, Jesus, be the Lord of my life. I'm not talking about joining a church. I'm talking about being saved. If you've never said, Jesus, be the Lord of my life, save me, then you can do that right now because that's how you're saved. So if you're here and Jesus is not your Lord, you've never confessed him as your Lord and Savior. I'm not talking about walking an aisle. I'm talking about lifting your hand and not getting out of your chair and saying, Bill, I want Jesus Christ to be the Lord of my life right now, right today. If that's you, please, in Jesus' name, just lift your hand like they did in the first service and say, Bill, I want Jesus to be my Lord. Anyone this morning, just lift it and put it right back down. You don't have to come down here, but you have to lift that hand. I'll not ask again if that's you. In Jesus' name, please. Then, Father, this morning I believe in Jesus' name that these are your saints. And I don't believe there's any ain'ts that are here, just the saints. But you online or on the radio, if you listened and Jesus is not your Lord, pray that prayer. Just say, Jesus, save me. Just save me. Oh, God, I believe, save me in Jesus' name, and he will. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you that you came to a ruined world and a ruined people, but you're not ruined, oh, God, that you changed us, that we became new creations in Christ, that we were born again and our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh God, thank you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for coming and being born on this planet to die for us and to take our place. We believe in you. And Lord, in 2022, let it be unto us according to thy word. We ask it, we believe it in Jesus' name. And the church says, amen and amen.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Merry Christmas, everyone. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-888-8888. 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.